Holy Disorders by Edmund Crispin.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
1. Invitation and Warning. Continually at my bed's head a hearse doth hang, which doth me tell that I, ere morning, may be dead. Southwell. As his taxi burrowed its way through the traffic outside Waterloo Station, like an overzealous bee barging to the front of a dilatory swarm, Geoffrey Vintner reread the letter and telegram which he had found on his breakfast table that morning. He felt as unhappy as any man without pretension to the spirit of adventure might feel, who has received a threatening letter accompanied by sufficient evidence to suggest that the threats contained in it will probably be carried out. Not for the first time that morning, he regretted that he had ever persuaded himself to set out on his uncomfortable errand, to leave his cottage in Surrey, his cats, his garden, whose disposition he changed almost daily, in accordance with some new and generally impracticable fancy, and his estimable and long-suffering housekeeper, Mrs. Brodie. He was not, he considered, and the thought recurred with gloomy frequency as the series of adventures on which he was about to embark went its way, of a mould which engages very successfully in physical violence. Once one is over 40, one cannot, even in moments of high enthusiasm,